Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Susie Ahn, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Frida Kahlo is one of the most iconic artists of the 20th century. Her image and influence is bigger than life, despite producing less than 150 paintings during her career. The vast majority of those paintings are displayed by museums in Mexico City. But 26 of her works can now be seen at the Clive Kearney Museum in suburban Glen Ellen. It's on the campus of the College of DuPage, and it's the largest presentation of Kahlo's work in the Chicago area since 1978. The show is up until September, and local leaders and business owners are excited for a series of summer events in what they're calling the Year of Frida. Joining us now is the executive director of the exhibit, Diana Martinez. Welcome to Reset.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, congrats on getting the exhibit open. It was originally going to be for last year, but was postponed, of course, due to the pandemic. How did the premiere go over the weekend?
It went phenomenal. We were sold out, and we had so many dedicated Frida fans. People came dressed as Frida, and I think many of these visitors had purchased their tickets last year, so they were really anticipating this opening and very supportive and enthusiastic.
Oh, that's great. I love that people dressed up as her for the premiere. That's great.
Well, it was fun.
Tell us about what's included in this exhibit.
Well, of course, there are the 26 original works on loan from the Dolores Olmedo Museum in Mexico, and those are the 26 original Fridas, which is truly the crown jewel of the exhibition. Mm-hmm. And that's supported by over 100 photos that are also on loan from the Olmedo Museum. In addition, our curator, Justin Woody, created an incredible historical exhibition in the lobby area. So we've transformed our whole lobby into a museum exhibit, and it takes you through her life. There's a fashion area, there's the history of her life and her family, and then at the end, there's a medical exhibition that's really extraordinary that shows what she suffered and went through. Mm-hmm. In addition, there's recreations of her dresses and corsets and braces that she had to wear. And then there's a garden and a children's area, a concession area, and a gift shop.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful. Well, I mean, I'm sure most people are familiar with Frida Kahlo, but, you know, you talked about a setup of just going through her life there at the exhibit. Talk a little bit about who she was and what made her work so special.
Well, Frida is Mexico's most famous female artist. And I think what makes Frida so extraordinary is the time that she lived in and who she was in a very different time than we are now. She was truly ahead of her time. She lived through the Mexican Revolution. She is definitely an artist that is a result of the Mexican Revolution. She was an extremely intelligent and well-educated person. She suffered great physical tragedy. She was in a tragic bus accident at 18, which crushed her spine, her pelvis, her legs. And she survived 30 surgeries throughout her life and 3 miscarriages. Through all that, she continued to paint. As an artist, she really was part of the revolutionary movement of art in that period that moved away from the more European style of painting to celebrate more representational-looking art, using the colors of Mexico and changing the color palette. Mm-hmm. She was the people's artist, but she was not afraid to show her feelings, her challenges in her art, which was really a step away from how art was presented prior to that period, where, you know, you had a lot more of the more sophisticated, really representational paintings, and now they move toward a more surrealist sort of look and feel. Mm-hmm. And remember, that's the time of Picasso, but she lived through the Great Depression. She lived through the Mexican Revolution. She lived through World War II. And you see how she wasn't afraid to be expressive in her work as a woman. And at that time, to show herself in some very vulnerable places, and she wasn't afraid to paint portraits of regular people. Mm-hmm. And that was a big shift artistically. But I think more than anything, Frida is an inspiration to so many people of overcoming great odds on so many levels. She was a fashion icon. She was married to Diego Rivera, Mexico's most famous artist, who was a womanizer, and they had a very tumultuous relationship. They divorced and remarried, and they were big celebrities, which I think people forget about, and not just nationally, internationally. They traveled the world. She was one of the first Mexican artists to sell a painting to the Louvre. So she's an extraordinary woman and very captivating. And I think people like her for different reasons. I think people with physical challenges really relate to her perseverance. Mm-hmm. People who are politically motivated admire how she spoke out as a feminist and how she advocated for the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just so many things in her life that people find relatable in her work and how they relate it to their own lives even today. What kind of impact do you think Frida's work has had on artists of her time and artists now?
Well, she definitely was, I think, an artist in her time. You have to remember you had Diego and the muralists that Segura, who started that movement, and she was definitely a big part of that movement. But I think that you'll see we have a Tres Fridas exhibition that's a side exhibition to the show, and it's by three artists who have had their own physical challenges. One is an alum who was shot. And we wanted to showcase their work and how Frida has influenced them. And they created a show called Tres Fridas. I think also you have to remember that Mexican art is based in folk art, right? A big part of that movement was folk art and celebrating art from the people and of the country and celebrating the culture. And I think that whenever you see Mexican folk art, that's a result of that period and of Frida and of Diego and of Segura and of all those artists of that period who said, it's okay. You know, we don't have to pretend to be who we're not and emulate the style of Europe. We're going to create our own style.
Yeah.
And I think that whenever you see Mexican folk art, that's thanks to Frida and Diego and that movement that they definitely championed.
And many would expect an exhibit like this to be seen at the Art Institute or some other downtown museum with a big budget. How did the Clive Kearney Museum of Art in Glen Ellyn get the opportunity to show off the work?
Well, it's thanks to Alan Peterson, who is a longtime donor and supporter of the College of DuPage and the Mackinac Art Center. And he was wanting to do something to show everybody what we can do and put the Mac on the map, as is what he said when he proposed the idea. And he said, I can't think of anything else than if we did something just off the chart huge. And he said, what if we bring the work of Frida Kahlo to the College of DuPage? And we were a little taken aback, like, well, how will we? How would we possibly get it? And come to find out, he's a lifelong friend of Carlos Phillips, who is the son of Dolores Olmedo.
Oh.
And that's the museum that we're loaning the art from, the Dolores Olmedo Museum. And Carlos and Alan had a condo in Vail, in the same condo association, in a small condo association together. And Alan befriended him, and they kind of had a lifelong friendship. They both had their condos there together. They both still have one. Alan passed away last year, which is heartbreaking because he didn't get to see this come to fruition.
But a great connection to make.
I'm sorry?
What a great and influential connection to make there.
I know.
I'm sorry, we only have a few seconds left here, but I wanted to quickly get your take. You know, we've seen so many reproductions of Frida's work on posters and postcards and things like that. But for you, what kind of impact did it have on you to finally see the paintings hanging there in your museum?
It's very emotional. You know, it's such a unique opportunity. And to see the entire community rally, the entire city of Wheaton has painted all their windows dedicated to Frida. Glen Ellen has all the flower pots in town. The restaurants in Glen Ellen and Wheaton have specials. And to see the excitement and the enthusiasm for sharing culture across mm-hmm. the border is absolutely heartwarming.
Yeah.
Absolutely heartwarming. And the enthusiasm and the excitement mm-hmm. and with the country opening up, I can't think of anyone
yeah.
better well, to celebrate
yeah.
than Frida, who's overcome so much adversity. And mm-hmm. it's like the perfect exhibit for the perfect time.
Well, folks
and
are gonna
she
have
is timeless.
Yeah, folks are going to have to get out and see it for themselves. That was Diana Martinez, Executive Director of the Frida Kahlo Timeless Exhibit. Thanks for being on Reset today.
Thank you.
And that's today's Reset. Like what you hear? Take a few seconds to give us a rating and review. It really helps other people find us. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening to Reset from WBEZ Chicago. Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.